Governor Jim Doyle wants to hike the tax on a pack of cigarettes by 75 cents to squeeze smokers' wallets and make them rethink the habit. Maureen Busalaki, executive director of Smoke Free Wisconsin, says it will prevent children from lighting up habitually as well.
The additional cigarette tax hike will mean there's probably another 33,000 kids who are not going to become addicted smokers. We're going to see probably 17,000 adults quit smoking. So those are all great health benefits.
That makes a sales tax total of $2.52 a pack, the third highest in the nation.
At these prices, it'll be hard for, you know, older brothers and sisters to want to give anything away to younger siblings, and so that's also good. So the more expensive it is, the better it is.
The governor says the money generated will also help plug the upcoming massive budget hole. But is it a good idea to rely on a revenue source that will supposedly dwindle?
We're almost at a $500 million per year in Medicaid right now of expenses for tobacco-related disease. So as we reduce the number of people who are smoking, we're also going to reduce how much the taxpayers pay for tobacco-related disease.
Busalaki also supports the governor's call for a statewide smoking ban. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.